ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 17, Text 2. Vrisham Vrinalathavalam Mehantam Iva Vibhyatam Vepamanam Padaikena Sidantam Shudrataditam. Please repeat. Vrisham Vrinalathavalam Mehantam Iva Vibhyatam Vepamanam padaikena Sidantam Shudrataditam Vrisham Vrinalathavalam Mehantam Iva Vibhyatam Vepamanam padaikena Sidantam Shudrataditam Vrisham Vrinalathavalam Mehantam Iva Vibhyatam Vepamanam Padaikena Sidantam Shudrataditam Vrisham Vrinalathavalam Mehantam Iva Vibhyatam Vepamanam Padaikena Sidantam Shudrataditam Vrisham, the bull, Mrinalathavalam, as white as a white lotus, Mehantam, urinating, Iva, as if, Bhibhyatam, being too afraid, Vepamanam, trembling, Pada ekena, standing on only one leg. Sidantam, terrified. Shudrataditam, being beaten by a Shudra. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki. Translation, the bull was as white as a white lotus flower. He was terrified of the Shudra who was beating him. And he was so afraid that he was standing on one leg, trembling and urinating. Purport, the next symptom of the age of Kali is that principles of religion, which are all spotlessly white, like the white lotus flower, will be attacked by the uncultured Shudra population of the age. They may be descendants of Brahmana or Kshatriya forefathers, but in the age of Kali, for want of sufficient education and culture of Vedic wisdom, such a Shudra-like population will defy the principles of religion, and persons who are religiously endowed will be terrified by such men. They will declare themselves as adherents of no religious principles, and many isms and cults will spring up in Kali Yuga only to kill the spotless bull of religion. The state will be declared to be secular or without any particular principle of religion, and as a result, there will be total indifference to the principles of religion. The citizens will be free to act as they like, without respect for sadhu, shastra and guru. The bull standing on one leg indicates that the principles of religion are gradually diminishing. Even the fragmental existence of religious principles will be embarrassed by so many obstacles, as if in the trembling condition of falling down at any time. Om Tat Sat. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjanashalakaya Chakshurumbalitam Yena Tasmahi Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakata Mahyam Dadati Swapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yuta Patakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamsya Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sachivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sakitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimade Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Itinamine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. So in this age of Kali, when religion is being treated like this, and there's a description of the bull being tortured, we wish you a happy new year. I don't know how it could be a happy new year in Kali Yuga if you're not following the principles of religion for this age of Kali. Here it's described how Kali reigns supreme. How even religion, dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. Dharma is instituted by the Supreme Lord only. Bhagavat pranitam, Bhagavan himself. And that dharma, by the arrangement of the Lord, is itself subjected to severe attack from Kali personified. So actually Kali is the most important character in this age. He is the best actor, he is the best leader, he is everything. because he leads people away completely in the wrong direction. True to how people recognize people in this world, all the leaders who represent Kali very well always get recognized. You will see awards are given to those people who are actually taking people away from God. All famous awards are given only for such people. If you read Bhagavatam, you will know that. So, here there is a detail of the internal happening. What is Kali really doing? Where it really matters, there Kali is attacking. And the rest of the things will follow automatically. That is dharma, religion is being attacked. Religion means codes of proper principles and behavior for human beings, so that human beings can culture themselves gradually and rise to be proper human beings, gentlemen, and then achieve love of Godhead. This is the purpose of religion. Religion means not something that people fight like this with. The fact that two religions fight with each other means Kali is operating. If people know the principles of Satyam, Sautyam, Tapasya, all these things which are the four legs of religion, why will they fight with each other? Why will one religion fight with each other? You see? So, to protect religion from degrading, there may be religious war. And that is what is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Because dharma should be protected, people became adharmic. Duryodhana and all of them, they actually broke religion, religious codes, against Krishna's instructions, against the Vedic instructions. And they did certain things which are against religious codes. And therefore, Krishna, along with the Pandavas, fought it. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata. He instituted real religion by fighting adharma. Then put Yudhishthira on the throne. And again there was dharma prevailing. This is the meaning of a religious war. It is proper, allowed. And war should always be for this purpose only. If at all there is war, it is mostly because it is dharma against adharma. Evil against good, right? And always good triumphs, because Krishna is on the side of the dharma, on the side of those people who practice dharma. That is why dharmo rakshati rakshitaha. One who follows dharma will actually be protected. One who protects dharma, he will also be protected. This is the code. So in Kali Yuga, it will become very difficult. It will become very difficult because dharma will be seriously affected. You can see here how Kali, it is Kali's age. It is his kingdom almost. And people become very weak. Mandha sumanda matayo mandabhagyahi upadrutaha. Prayen alpa ayushya sabhya kalavasmin yuge janaha. In Kali Yuga, alpa ayush, they have less time of living. Mandha, they are very dull headed, not much intelligence. Mandabhagya, very unfortunate. Upadrutaha, always mentally disturbed. Under these circumstances, they get bewildered and they don't follow religion properly. They become weak because of that. And they become more and more weak and fall prey to many different types of material allurements. Then they forget themselves, they forget who is God, they forget all principles and rules for a nice Vedic community, and they commit all sorts of sinful activities. And they become completely irreligious. And irreligious so-called religions, they will fight with each other. So Prabhupada explained in his conversations that anybody who breaks these four principles of religion, four legs of the bull called dharma, that is truthfulness, satya, cleanliness, saucham, daya, mercy, tapasya, austerity. These are the four legs of dharma. So here, symbolically shown that the bull's three legs are broken by Kali. No tapasya, no daya, no cleanliness. It is standing trembling on the leg of truth alone. One leg. All the others are broken. And that also with great difficulty standing. Trembling and standing. So this is the meaning of dharmic religions now. They are all broken. They are not religions anymore. Any religion, like Prabhupada mentions here, is sinful. Any religion that kills animals for their own enjoyment and for their own gratification cannot be a religion anymore, because there is no daya, there is no mercy. You must look after other animals, birds, insects, everything as your dear brothers and sisters. This is the Vedic injunction, because they are very, very vulnerable. You can easily destroy them, you can easily harm them. Very easily harm them. So, Vedic injunction is because a human being is very advanced in consciousness and is the topmost of all species. He must look down upon all the other species and protect them, help them, not exploit them, not cut them and eat them up. This is not the meaning of daya, mercy. So because they do that, they are not following religion. Whether you call yourself a Hindu, Christian, Muslim, Zoroastrian, Jain, anything you want, if you commit sinful activity, then your religion is lost. No more dharmic. So you are not even a religion. Not even a religion. So these religions are dharmic, so-called religions. They will fight with each other. Some people think this is what is a religious war. I was in Europe last year, and I addressed a group of youngsters from all over the world called WOOFERS, Worldwide Organization of Organic Farms. They work freely. They come from all over the world. Whoever has got an organic farm, they'll work for 6 hours. You just give them place to stay and some food. They voluntary work every day on the farm. Young people, educated people, who are, you know, have studied undergraduate and postgraduate in various different subjects. So they were being introduced in our, you know, farm and temples to reading books and all that, and they were reading Bhagavad Gita for the first time. And that boy read in the introduction that religious war is authorized. Prabhupada is writing an introduction. And he became very disturbed. He said, "This is what I don't like. You are saying religious war is okay." He was thinking it is like the war Muslims are having on the rest of the religions and doing all sorts of things. And he said, "That is religious war. Harassing people who don't follow their particular belief and faith." I explained to him, "No, that is not what's the meaning of religious war." I explained that dharma means like this, and anybody who breaks dharma, they should be punished. That is religious war. To maintain dharma, to maintain society's sanity, we can take action so that other people are not troubled. Other people who are following are not troubled. Just like the government has got laws. If you go on the road, there are laws. If you do a business, there are laws. You have to pay taxes, excise duty. You have to do all sorts of things. If you don't follow the laws, you'll be pulled up. Same way, there are religious laws. If you don't follow them, you'll be pulled up. You'll be punished. You'll be subjected to a war. So these things are okay. You know, they are not something that is wrong. So I explained to them, and it took a very long time for him to understand, only partially. See, so this is what happens. People get to think that religion is bad. Because what they are calling religion is not really religion. They don't follow the codes of religion. First you have to define what is religion. What is dharma? That Bhagavatam can teach you. Dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. Dharma projita kaitavo atra paramo nirmatsaranam satam. Vedyam vastavam atravastu shivadam tatatrayon mulanam. Srimad Bhagavate Mahamuni Krite Kimva Parairishwaraha Sadhyo Hridyavarudhyate Atrakritibihi Sushushubis Takshanat. Very beautiful description. The Bhagavadam propounds pure religion. And Kaitava Dharma it just throws out. Cheating religions it just throws out. Prabhupada is speaking about that. Religion will no longer be religion, but still people will use the title of religion. A lot of pseudo fellows will come and perpetrate that religion. And there will be different cults. All sorts of people will profess to be Swamijis, yogis, that person, this person. They'll all come and say something, something in the name of religion. But really speaking, they are cheating religions. Kaitava Dharma religions. And they will make a real mess of everybody's spiritual life, everybody's dharmic life, religious life. And people will lose faith in religion by looking at these people. They'll have scandals, they'll have scams, they have all sorts of horrible things. Still people will follow them. By the force of Kali Yuga, they will all follow them. And they will be led astray. See. Therefore, we should, it is the duty of the human being to understand really what is dharma. What is really dharma? If you cannot understand, then you will not understand anything about yourself, about God, about the world or anything properly. You don't understand the truth. This is what the Bhagavatam propounds, the highest truth. Satyam Param Dhimahi, the highest reality. What is real? What really should be followed? That instruction is being given by the Bhagavatam. So in the Bhagavatam there is a description of what is not really dharma and what is happening to dharma in the age of Kali. So it's very amazing. The dharma, which is as white as a lotus flower, it is mentioned, spotlessly white. Anybody who follows these principles, which are instituted by Krishna himself, they will gradually progress towards understanding the highest truth. That is why human society has rules and regulations. That is the meaning of a cultured society, a civilized society. In a civilized society, first of all, people listen to their authority. Authorities are all fixed. Children listen to their parents. The whole society is guided by elders. Whole society is guided by Guru, the Brahmanas, the Sannyasis. And they are given respect and their instructions are adhered to. Because they speak the truth, they will never mislead you. Under any type of pressure, anything, they will always speak the truth and guide people properly. Because they are very responsible persons. They are not taking their responsibility cheaply. Leading human society, telling people what is the right thing, is a very serious responsibility. And so they take that responsibility, therefore they are heard, followed. And therefore human society, guided according to the Varnashrama rules and regulations, will become very perfect. Not only will they be spiritually perfect, religiously perfect, materially perfect. Everybody will be happy, prosperous. They will have their due sense gratification. They will do that with proper balance and self-control. And they will be engaged in dharmic activities. They will develop their love for God. And everything will happen so nicely that the individual will be wholesome, well-rounded. He will be materially prosperous, spiritually prosperous. This is what is the design. Human society should not be designed only for sense gratification. Not even material progress, simply sense gratification. Then you become worse than an animal. Even animals are better. Their sense gratification is seasonal. Their sense gratification is limited, controlled. But human beings are completely off nowadays. You talk about all sorts of strange things coming up. It's very complex and very complicated. If people don't know some standard, they don't know some ideal for leading a good, you know, human life, they will completely forget these standards and it will be total chaos. Everybody will become an animal. It's so fast moving towards that. And people are so used to it, slowly they are getting used to every new turn of Kali Yuga. Every time Kali Yuga introduces something very bad, morally, ethically, religiously, spiritually bad, they feel a little shocked first, afterwards they get used to it. They simply get used to it. I was speaking to one of the devotees who was telling me about somebody who had an abortion. And I said, very bad, very sinful. Then he smiled and told me, very, very common nowadays, Maharaj. It's very common. Everybody doesn't think twice before going and committing a murder. The mother never thinks bad about it. The feeling of guilt has been very successfully arranged to be taken care of with arguments and everything which they put up. They go and do it. Regularly divorces happening. Very normal. Nothing wrong. Parents come, take the daughter or the son and go away and file divorce. That's okay. Live with us. And there are so many single mothers. It's all become very normal. Studying and doing something wrong. All immoral things are all perfectly normal. And you forget the standard, how a human being should be living ideally. That's completely lost. The more you associate with materialistic people who are under the influence of Kali, the more easily you will accept these things. And so what? It's perfectly normal. Perfectly normal. Everything is becoming normalized by Kali. It's perfectly normal to kill the bull, cut its four legs now. Perfectly alright. Perfectly alright to kill the cow and eat it up. Perfectly normal. Normalizing. Slowly human beings lose the standard of what is the meaning of a human being. How to think. How to feel. How to will. What to do. What not to do. Kim karmeti kim akarmeti kavyopyatra mohita. Krishna is telling the Bhagavad Gita 5000 years back. It's more difficult now in Kali Yuga. They don't know the difference between good and evil. What is good? What is evil? It's very difficult to understand for most of them. Because there are no instructions to be followed. No standards. No dharma. It's very crazy. People don't understand the importance of these principles. Many parents come with their kids and say, my kid is like that, my kid is like that. I said, if you send him to these schools, you can forget him. Don't try to keep standards up. You cannot. Because they are exposed to all types of logic, rationalization, and they ask these questions back. They are not taught in the proper way. This is Kali. And even you will think like that only. And then you'll be wondering why I'm thinking like that. 50 years back I thought differently. But now I'm thinking like this. It's perfectly normal. Kali has taken effect very deeply inside, mentally. Very pervasive. Unless you chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And unless you are engaged in devotional service to Krishna, under a bona fide spiritual master, you will not even notice that you are doing something wrong and thinking wrong. You will only think it is perfectly all right. You will fight for that cause. You will fight for the cause. So this is the meaning of reduction of dharma by Kali to almost nothing. That one leg on which dharma is standing is truthfulness. That is the Bhagavatam. In Kali Yuga, that alone will save people. Prabhupada explains that from the Bhagavatam, Krishne Swadhamo Pagate Dharmagyanadibi Saha Kalau Nashtadrisham Esham Puranarko Adunotitaha. Arka means sun. This Purana, as brilliant as the sun, Bhagavatam, it is risen in Kali Yuga, in the age of Kali, to protect everybody who wants to follow the instructions of Krishna, who wants to follow real dharma. That is the only truth. If you simply stick on to the Bhagavatam reading, if you simply stick on to the instructions of the Bhagavatam to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, even though you may not be able to follow other type of dharmical codes because of weakness, if you simply follow this, everything will be taken care of. You will become perfectly dharmic, you will get an understanding of what is right, what is wrong, and amazingly, you will be on the right track. You will be on the right track. So, Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, he has started this movement to explain to everybody the great urgency required to be implemented immediately, to understand what is going on, what is happening to you, who are you, what you should be doing, how valuable human form of life is, and how we must not waste it. We must immediately take cognizance, and we must chant Krishna's name, we must read the Bhagavatam and preach Bhagavad Dharma to people. See, so on New Year's Day, like I was saying, I don't know how to define new. New means fresh. New means completely changed, something different from the old. But although the dates are passing, the calendar is changing. Even in the calendar, only the year alone changes. Every other dates, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday remains the same. The date 1 to 31st remains the same. Person remains the same if it doesn't change inside. Situations remain the same. And the same news also comes. So many murdered in this place. This person, this thing, that thing. The news is also same news. You know, something called, it is new, but it is the same thing. Can it be like that? But you can see, Kali has cheated everybody into thinking that this is new. It is the same thing. It is actually the same thing. You get cheated into wishing everybody Happy New Year. It is, what guarantee is it's going to be happy? Look at all the past years. Look at all the news. Look at all the newspapers and see the news. Where is it really genuinely happy? Krishna is saying, Dukkhalayam Ashashvatam in Bhagavad Gita. This world is a place of misery. And then Kali makes you tell, no, no, Happy New Year. What about, was the old year happy? But was it a happy old year? What is new? We don't know. We are expecting that it will be new. We are expecting that things will be auspicious. We are expecting hope springs eternal in the human breast, the saying goes. We are always hoping something new will happen, better will happen. But if you wake up a little bit, you will understand it will never happen like that. Actually, as Kali takes over, it will become worse day by day. As per Bhagavatam, there is no happy new year and there is no new year at all. It will become all the same thing, it becomes worse and worse. And your happiness will go down. Mandabhagyahi upadrutah. For devotees, New Year is nothing. It's not an auspicious tithi and a special mangalamana, some great griha happening or something. Nothing. It's just a Christian calendar. It comes Happy New Year. This is not our Happy New Year. But nowadays everybody celebrates it. That's the only day people come to the temple. It's amazing. This is again influence of Kali. If it is Janmashtami, they may come, may not come. But New Year, they'll definitely come. Some people. They'll make it for New Year. What is so auspicious? It's not even a great tithi today. As in terms of auspiciousness. But this ritual is stuck inside. This is, as though it's a very thing. Everybody goes to temples in the morning. It is Happy New Year. It's not as per the Vedic calendar anything. It's nothing. And previous night everybody gets drunk. And the next morning they go to temple. Because they want to finish off the old year with bad things. Yesterday I couldn't even sleep. There was such a big racket here going on. People screaming, shouting, yelling. We went to sleep after 12:30. No? The whole place was cars and motorcycles, people driving and shouting and yelling and screaming. All college boys and everybody. A whole lot of people. It's the way to celebrate New Year in the dead of the night. What is auspicious about it? What good thing happened? I don't know. After you've done something good and there has been some success, you can celebrate. Was 2015, great things happened. Floods in Chennai, earthquake in Nepal, and some Syria people, refugees jumping out and running all over the place, terrorists attacking. So many things happened. So they're celebrating on 12th night. Successful year, 2015. I don't know what's the reason for celebration. You see, if the Lord is born, Janmashtami, Gaura Purnima, Narsimha Chaturdashi, in Vedic culture, it is so serious and so deep, and there is a good celebration and it is auspicious. Everybody is happy. We sacrifice all that and taken up a different calendar altogether. It's nothing big for devotees. Still, we use it for the sake of preaching because people think it is important. Therefore, I'm giving class today, although today I'm not supposed to. It's Happy New Year. They said, Maharaj, give New Year Bhagavatam class. Okay. Because people will come. So we are having Panacea, evening youth program, New Year, everything. We utilize it. But for us, it's not that we are fasting or anything. It's New Year, it's nothing to do with. It's fun year. It's fun day. So what is really new? New means you have changed. From inside you have changed. Outside changing is not really change. Because again you have to shift, buy new and put it together and make it change. But inside changing is really new. Nava nava rasa udhyatum rantum asit. Krishna gives you in his association newer and newer rasa. New is only spiritual. Material things, nothing can be new. There cannot be a Happy New Year because it became 2015 to 2016. It's foolish to say that because the calendar alone changed. External, just you can even write anything else you want. Change really comes by changing consciousness. And when you change your consciousness and purify your consciousness, then you can say, Happy New Life. Why to speak of year? Devotees will wish themselves Happy New Life. Go back to Godhead. No New Year. New Year means there will be one more year and one more year and one more year and you will continue here. They don't wish themselves Happy New Year. We never wish ourselves Happy New Year. We will wish ourselves a happy year full of devotional service to Krishna. That's a good way of wishing yourself. What do you mean Happy New Year? Again and again same things are going to happen. Same body you have to live with. Same, problems the body will give you. People connected with your body will give you problems. What is new? See, Krishna is telling, when you revive your consciousness, when we become Krishna conscious, Yamunacharya is saying, Nava nava rasa udhyatum rantum achit. When I think of all these material experience and so-called new things and the sense gratification, I feel like spitting. Mukhavikara sushtu nishtivanam cha. I feel like spitting at that because I am enjoying nava nava rasa, newer and newer rasa in association with Krishna. Krishna will keep you busy with very fresh, new and new and new experiences. In the spiritual world, everything is new. Nothing is old. Krishna eats every day. Every day Radharani cooks for him. And every day all the dishes are new. Nothing is repeated even once. Just this is one sample. Nothing is repeated once. Nethiki sambar na, today there will be no sambar. Gone. Here we want the sambar. The old thing only we want. And the sambar and the chutney. But here in the spiritual world they are looking for new rasa. Nava nava rasa. Every day everything changes. Krishna's beauty changes. Radharani looks completely different. Anandam Budhivardhanam. And every time Krishna looks at Radharani, she becomes more and more and more beautiful. And he becomes very happy. Seeing him happy, Radharani sees that he is becoming more and more beautiful. And every minute, every second, everything is new and constantly changing and fresh. That's why Krishna is called Navayavana. His yavana, his youth doesn't change. Means he doesn't grow old. But he is ever fresh youth. Every time you look at him, it's a bit different. But fresh, but youthful. That is new. When the consciousness is fully changed, when the consciousness is fully based on Krishna, then you have continuously a flux of new things experienced constantly by you. This is what Prabhupada is telling throughout his books. This is what the Bhagavatam is mentioning, inviting you to that ever-changing new experience. Nava nava rasa udyatum rantum asit. Who wants this same old thing? Same idli, sambar, same mother-in-law, father-in-law, same house, same place, same boss, same building, same guys, same leaders, same prime minister, same this thing, same guys fighting with each other. Everything is same. It's so boring. And then you wish yourself a happy new year. Same old things again. Only date has changed from 15 to 16. That's the only change. So in Krishna consciousness, Prabhupada in his books has explained that the devotee will experience new experiences every moment of his life. Because it's exciting to be associated with Krishna. He's not an ordinary person. You see, he's a supreme personality of Godhead. So that is the experience that devotees have. Anybody is entitled to. Anybody is entitled to. If he just chants Krishna's name, reads the Bhagavat, he will overcome Kali and get real newness. You see. So, everybody is invited to chant Hare Krishna, dance, hear the Bhagavatam, hear the Bhagavat philosophy, take prasadam, associate with devotees and live a really genuinely happy life. This is the prescription given to us by Prabhupada, and he has put up an open challenge to anybody in the world. I challenge you to be happy without this. You cannot be. You cannot be happy without the Lord in your existence. Godlessness has never made anybody happy in history. Godfulness is what has made people increasingly happy in proper religion, in proper dharmic understanding. Om Tat Sat Srila Prabhupada Ki, Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki, Nittai Gaur Premanande. Yeah.